This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 976. Questions you'll never ask and IELTS tips you'll never hear.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Another very entertaining episode today. We'll share four comments that we know you guys would never say to us and teach you very insider tips about IELTS along the way. Aubrey, we have a really fun episode today.
I know. I'm really excited about this one, you guys. It kind of is stemming from some of our more entertaining comments on YouTube and our blog and Instagram. And I'm excited to share them with you.
So we have come up with four questions / comments that we will never hear from listeners. And don't worry, guys. This is just a really, really funny look at our feelings about some comments. And also, guys, we absolutely 100% pledge to you. We promise that we will connect each and every one of them to something you can do on IELTS, something that will help you for the exam. Because, we're here to help you get the highest IELTS scores, guys, but we're also here to have some fun.
Yes, exactly right. We know that our show is entertaining and really fun, but we know you're also here to always learn some insider tips and tricks about IELTS, so we make sure to share those every time. And this one is no different. You're going to get a lot of great insider advice.
Yeah, and I feel like these are also takes, perspectives on the exam that you wouldn't get in a textbook, that you wouldn't hear a whole episode about, really. These are just like, you know what this reminds me of? One of my favorite ways to learn about history is by looking at a specific topic or even an object and tracing that, the evolution of that object or topic throughout history. And the thing is, because you learn about so much more in the world just by looking at the history of one thing. This isn't exactly the same, but let me explain why it connects in my head. Because just by thinking about these four random comments we'll never get from you guys gives us another reason to look at IELTS in a different way.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, like, let's get into this, because I think the first one is it'll make clear what we're saying, right?
Okay, yeah.
So on our previous episode, you know, guys, we talked about the word revelation and how it means a sudden deep understanding. And when we were kind of planning out the episode, I said, should we also talk about sort of the more spirituals, like when a prophet receives a revelation from God, that's a little bit different. And then we both kind of stopped and we're like, that's not as applicable to IELTS. Right. You know, we don't really need to be bringing religion into this one. And we eliminated that. And that's sort of where this was born.
Yes, exactly. That's where the idea for today's episode was born. Because it's like, guys, none of you are ever going to send us an email at support@allearsenglish.com. Nobody's ever going to email us and be like, you guys, can you please talk about religion more often? Because, first of all, guys, you are never going to be asked about your personal religion or your opinions on religion. You're never going to be asked anything about that on the IELTS exam, guys. And it's not going to be in an article either. IELTS is not going to touch contentious things like that will personally offend a lot of people, right? Because this exam is given in every country all over the world, right?
Exactly, right? So they're careful about the things that they put. That being said, we did have a question. We did a podcast not long ago where someone had asked if they can talk about their religion on IELTS, and definitely, right? Don't stop yourself from sharing personal details. You can talk about your religion, but we know you guys are never going to ask us to talk more about our religious beliefs because, like Jessica said, you're not going to need to know about that on IELTS, so we don't need to talk about it.
I love it. No, but that is a really good point to take away from this, guys, that, like, yes, religion and personal politics, these things are never going to be directly addressed on the exam, but you can and should express deep personal beliefs and opinions on the test. And you will not offend the examiner, right? Unless you look at the person, it's like, you, examiner, are going to hell. No, like, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Like, I'm not, I don't care what you feel. That's great. I only care about your English. So, okay.
Yep, exactly.
Now, the second thing, this is related, we touched on it, but the second thing that we're never going to hear from you guys is, can you please share your political opinions more often?
Right, exactly. Because we've certainly had emails and comments that people would be like, please stop talking about politics. I don't want to hear it.
Right. And yeah, granted, that's more on the all ears English side. But we do express our political beliefs and
views on
this show. It's connected to our lives. It's connected to our experience. And guys, like, we don't hide these things. And at the end of the day, no matter if you agree with what we're saying or not, what we are saying is a model for how you should communicate on the exam and in life. Remember, guys, getting that 7 or higher is about approaching natural native language, and that includes expressing personal opinions.
Yes, and you guys have probably noticed that when we say anything political, it's probably kind of like a brief statement in passing, probably not really offensive, but we're not going into long soliloquies, long speeches about our political views, because it won't help you on IELTS. And similarly, when you share a political opinion on IELTS, definitely share, but you're not going to want to give a long speech that the examiner has to cut you off for.
Totally.
You're not going to be asked specifically for your political opinion on IELTS, right. And so you won't need to prepare that speech.
I think any political statements that would come into effect in IELTS would be more like side notes.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Like, it would be, like, you would, like, actually say side note, like, on a part two, you'd be like, well, I mean, as a side note, that's no longer allowed. It was outlawed or whatever. I don't know. But, like, I think it's not going to be the main theme is the point. Okay.
Right.
This one's really funny. Aubrey, can you share the next one?
Hello, everyone out there. As we begin this new year, you may be making some resolutions and you may be deciding to invest in yourself to make sure that this next time you take IELTS is the last time you have to take this exam. If so, you need a study system with a study guide so that you know what to do every day. Sign up for 3 Keys IELTS at allearsenglish.com/keys. We have all the strategies you need based on Jessica's 14 years of examiner experience so that you can get past IELTS and move on with your goals. Sign up today, allearsenglish.com/KEYS keys. Yes, we're guessing that none of you will ever email us, please have more female voices on your show, because we've got that covered.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So this one really, it made us laugh when we were coming up with this list, you guys. It's really funny because, guys, this may surprise some of you, I don't know, but we do get comments on YouTube, on the podcast. We get comments sometimes. It's like, why are you all ladies? I don't know. It's not going to be mean like that. I don't think it's mean, but we happen to be women on the All Ears English team. That's just the way it is. I wonder if we were all dudes, if people would be like, why are you all dudes? I don't know.
Maybe, right? Because, yeah, maybe. It's a representation thing. But it is interesting because that's kind of been big lately to, like, make sure that women are represented in businesses that historically have been mostly male. And radio announcers is one of those avenues where for a long time it was only male voices, at least in the United States and in many countries. So it's exciting that there are a lot of female podcasters, and we're proud of our all-women team, right?
Yeah.
But no, we do make sure to have, you know, we'll interview male students and other male podcasters and guests. Yeah. So we definitely want, you know, male voices on our podcast. But yeah, it is funny. We'll get comments like, why are there no men? Why is your whole team women?
That's just the way it happened, you guys. No, that is really funny though. No, but that is one thing that I personally am very proud of. Like Aubrey said, yeah. is that we all are females. You know, before we create any new avenue for you guys, any new material, like a new course or a new whatever, I'm usually the one that has to do a lot of research to figure out what else is out there. What can we do that's better, that's different, right? And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of the people you're buying courses from, a lot of the people you're listening to, even in the education sector, are men. Like a lot mm-hmm. of the, when we did our business English course, right? Before we made that and I was looking at other options. Old dudes. Lots of old dudes.
Lots
That's
of them.
That's what it is. So yeah, I'm proud that we are bringing our female voice to the world. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This last one's really funny. This is something. Guys, for sure, nobody is ever, ever going to say to us, please laugh more. You are boring.
I know we get so many comments where people say, oh my goodness, Jessica laughs so much. Or, oh, you guys are always laughing. You're so loud and funny. And sometimes it's a little bit of a backhanded compliment, a little bit where they're like, wow, you're laughing so much all the time.
There's definitely some backhanded compliments in there. But I've also just had some straight out negative comments like, I cannot listen to this show. All you do is laugh, blah, blah, blah. So here's my thoughts on this, guys. One, great. If you don't want to listen to laughter, be on your merry way. And secondly, guys, you know what? If you are not enjoying learning, you are not learning as much. Right. And, you know, like if our fun take on stuff is not for you, then that's great. You know, I hope you find what connects with you. But
yes.
You got to remember, like, my goal as a teacher has always been to make students forget they're learning. You know what I mean? Because like yes. That's when you're actually learning.
Exactly. Right. When it's fun and it's engaging and you feel like it's a hobby, you're doing something that's so fun. You're not even learning intentionally. Yeah, exactly.
Totally. And guys, I cannot help it. I laugh constantly. I can't help it.
Because we are genuinely having fun. Like we're creating content for you guys, but it's also really fun for us. And we get way more comments and emails that people love the positive energy, the laughter, the fun. So that's who we're here for. Hopefully you guys enjoy that. We're enjoying it. We're having fun creating content for you. So you're our people.
You're our people. And yeah, don't you think, like, isn't it going to be so much more effective if you're learning from people that actually enjoy teaching you?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Like, oh, for sure.
I mean, gosh, the show is called IELTS Energy. Right. What do you expect? Anyway, guys, like these are all just four funny ways for us to say that we are grateful for you, our audience, because we do love doing this job. It is our favorite. And we are here to help you learn whatever that goal is. IELTS, general fluency, business English, whatever your English goals, guys. We love helping you towards those goals.
Yes, exactly. So, guys, come and check out our course if you haven't yet. AllersEnglish.com/keys. If you're looking to prepare for IELTS, if you need a study guide, we would love to help you out. And we're grateful that you're here. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't so you don't miss any of our great content.
Yeah, so... Guys, like the energy that we have on the show, it's the same in the course. We give you
yes, good point.
All of the information you need to increase your IELTS scores. We guarantee that our Three Keys IELTS course will increase your IELTS score, right?
And we do it in a very fun, engaging way, just like on the podcast.
Exactly, guys. So you're never bored. I don't care what you're studying. It should not be boring. Okay. Yes. So maximize your time, guys. Make sure that you are engaged in the material that you're learning, like this podcast, like the Allers English podcast. And if you are ready to fully commit yourself to passing IELTS, to being done with that exam, then check out our course, guys. And another thing we're proud of, we're the only course with a full computer delivered version. So check it out, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yes. Thanks for joining me, Jessica. This was a really fun one. I had a great time.
So funny. Oh, my God. Okay. So send us your real questions and comments, guys, at support@allearsenglish.com. All right, Aubrey. Have a great day.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.